There's another way to make doped silicon, and that is you start with some wafers of silicon. They've already been cut now, and you put them in an oven where there's a gas flowing through it. This is called chemical vapor deposition. And you can choose the pressures and temperatures so that the gas as it flows by, often a silane is used to deposit silicon. The silane just grows a crystal epitaxially on the crystal that's already there. So they're single crystal wafers that were cut from the big cylinders. And when the silicon grows on it, it matches the crystal structure of the wafer and just keeps growing a larger crystal. But the crystal that's grown is better silicon than the original wafer. There are less defects in it. There's less oxygen in it, for instance. There's less carbon in it, because these gases are very pure that are flowing by. And you can then introduce some dopants in gas forms, either phosphorus or boron. Phosphorus is a donor, boron is an acceptor. And then you can say start out by growing pure silicon and then switch on the phosphine source and grow n-doped silicon and then switch it off and start to grow using this with a boron source, and that deposits p-doped silicon with acceptors in it. So this n-doped and p-doped, n is for negative and p is for positive. This is silicon with n-doped silicon has more electrons in the conduction band than holes in the valence band. And p-doped silicon has more holes in the valence band than electrons in the conduction band.